Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, earlier, we were talking about these stupid quizzes on Facebook you see all the time about you get 1 point for each of these. And I think Craig might have us here because he's done one we haven't done. Skip school.
Yep.
All of us.
That's
yes.
The one.
Yep.
Y'all didn't skip school.
No, I skipped school. That ain't it. Broken a bone. Actually, I beat myself up a bunch of times and hurt myself a lot in sports, but I never broke a bone for some reason.
Nor did I.
I have not.
Okay. Push, you broke a bone?
I broke a bone.
What about you, Todd?
I think I have.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to check. Well,
that leads to the next one. Done drugs. Todd says he thinks he has. Done
Maybe.
Drugs. Yes, we've all done drugs. And even plus. Fired a gun. We've all fired a gun, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ridden in a limo. Yes.
Yeah.
None of us have any ink yet. You know, no tattoos among us?
No.
None of us? Right.
That
that's weird.
Weird.
No, I'm getting
that
one.
Is.
I'm getting one, though. Ridden a horse, yes. Anybody
yeah.
ride a horse?
Okay. Yeah.
Sung karaoke, unfortunately, yes.
No.
Yeah. Done that. That was
no.
a mistake.
I have
no.
not.
Really?
Really? I have not.
Oh, we got to knock
that.
Wow. That might hurt you coming up here, Craig.
No, I think I get 2 points
no.
for that.
No,
give him
because,
the microphone, man.
You
one,
should get extra points.
I should. Because
you had one coming up here that's only you've done.
Yeah.
And we haven't.
Here's the problem. It's only a microphone. There's no paycheck.
Right.
It's the two. It's the combination that Craig
yeah.
runs to.
Yeah, you might
to.
Lose a
it's
point in the quiz,
but you have my respect forever.
Gotten, thank you.
gotten a ticket. We've all gotten a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd's got this one. And, Craig, when you rolled that car, were you arrested?
No.
Because you were drunk, right?
Well, yeah, but I didn't. Somehow they didn't find out.
Got it. Okay, so Todd's the only one's been arrested, right? And that was for trying to – oh, because you got – technically, you were technically arrested.
Failure to appear.
Failure to appear. That's being arrested.
Oh, I got to appear as well.
Yeah, I was –
oh, yeah, the hooker thing. Yeah.
I was an accomplice
yeah.
in a – when a buddy of mine shoplifted
were
something.
Were you technically arrested?
Yeah, they took me away,
okay.
too.
All right.
Oh, the hooker thing.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Oh, the hooker thing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, college yelled at – who wants to yell at a hooker?
Well, you didn't specify whether he was,
no, I like,
was buying or selling.
I just like to lay it out there. Oh, the hooker thing. Yeah,
just
that's
the
hooker thing.
Oh, no. The story was I was in the back of a van
right.
with about six other guys, and somebody yelled, sex act and money in the same sentence,
right.
and apparently that's enough to get you arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had been in Arizona for like a week,
yeah.
and we went before the judge, and he just laughed at all of us. You stupid hayseeds.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Go away.
You had Cousin Vinny represent you
right.
that game. Yeah, been arrested. So that's only Todd. Zip lining. I've never done that. I
no.
won't try it. I'll do
never
it.
Never done that.
I've done
and
that.
I won't.
Are you done, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Nick's got one.
I will zip line when Craig sings karaoke.
All right.
I'll zip line anytime.
Will
I'm,
you?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'll do that.
I'll
do that.
Down with that.
I haven't done it yet either.
For that.
Been on TV. Yes. We've all been on TV.
Briefly.
Because of this job. Yeah. Yeah.
One
yeah.
joke.
That's true. But that was national TV, but it just says TV.
Yeah, you've got that above all of us.
Right, it just says TV. You are on network.
I think Push the only one that has this. Been on a cruise, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotten a piercing. I have one. Push used to have piercings.
Yeah.
Todd never had a piercing. Your balls don't count.
No. The Prince Albert doesn't count?
Well, that would count.
That should
no
count
piercing.
For more.
Craig, you had a piercing back in the day or not?
No.
Okay. As two nose, Nick, do you have a piercing?
No.
Okay, so three no piercings. Smoked. Yeah, we've all smoked. Met a celebrity, yes.
Yeah.
Craig's got us here. Been skydiving. None of us have. Had a one-night stand. I think pretty much all of us had that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Skinny dipped, yes.
Yeah.
And been drunk. Todd said off the air that we did all 19 of these. I just never was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know who wins this battle, but we did a bunch of those, you know. Craig never did karaoke. Craig did all these except for karaoke and arrested.
And
I know,
might
be the most surprising
one. No, I got
one.
Busted for a failure to appear as well.
Oh, did you?
Oh, then
good for you.
That takes away arrested.
And the tattoo thing. I think it's really rare that there's five of us sitting here and nobody's got a tattoo.
When they busted you for your failure to appear. Did they put you in jail for a minute?
First, it was kind of an odd situation. First of all, the girl I was with, we had just started dating, and we were just coming back from her family's home in a different state, actually, in
right.
Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and got pulled over for speeding. Didn't realize I had a failure to appear, and so I got pulled over for speeding, and I had to go back to the car and explain to the girl, I'm about to get arrested. And she didn't believe me. I had to get the cop to come over and explain to her that I was about to get arrested.
Now, she didn't believe you.
She didn't believe it.
You thought you were trying to get out of the date or something? Or what?
I don't know. She thought I was kidding or something.
Right, okay, got it.
Are you into bad boys?
Because right. I'm about to get arrested. Right.
Right. So, I was nice enough with the cop. You know, yeah. The cop knew that I wasn't used to getting arrested, and since the girlfriend didn't believe it, you know, right. I guess he, you know, assumed some things, and so he let me sit up front.
He let
me sit in the front seat of the cop car.
Let you turn the siren on.
I didn't have any handcuffs on. I was just there in the front seat with the cop.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And then they took me downtown.
Yeah,
and I was put into an area where you weren't quite in jail, but you were kind of in an area where you couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't actually put in with anybody, but I was in a large room that I couldn't leave.
You're in the jail, but not in jail.
Yes.
Yeah. That was exactly like my second experience with
right.
failing to appear.
Right. That was my failure to appear experience.
Because I think we got a call from a lady at the front desk, and she said, there's two detectives waiting for you.
Right.
I said, what I said, and they said, they're going to let you finish the show.
Are you distracted for the rest of the show when you know you're going to get arrested afterwards?
I'm laser focused at that point. Because I know it's just failure to
laser focus.
And I'm not going to spend that much time in jail. I'll spend as much time in jail as it takes for Tyler to bail me out.
Yeah. And we drove to an ATM, so I got paid back right away.
Which is what the case was.
Yeah. There wasn't even like a 1% thought in your mind like, oh, they found out about something else?
No, I thought it was something else.
I knew that's what it was.
Originally, I thought it was something else. Yeah. We might have done.
What did they find out about?
But they also said
that hooker thing.
Listen, we know who you are. We figure you're going to cooperate, so we're not going to cuff you. Yeah. Routinely, they would cuff somebody.
I don't think you get away with that now.
No.
No problem.
I don't think you could get arrested for anything and not get cuffed.
Right. They might even get in trouble not cuffing you, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't know, nobody's getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you were easy to find. You can be like, tell them I'm not here.
Yeah. Right. It's not like I'm going to run.
Well, they heard you on the radio. They knew where to get you. Right.
And then they got in trouble for not cuffing. Oh, you didn't cuff him. Well, it's Todd. Oh, you're right.
Craig, if you sing karaoke on a cruise ship anytime soon, you'll knock off two right away, Craig.
While getting a tattoo.
Yeah, and the tattoo. Yeah. Then you've done every one of these, Craig.
I'm pretty sure you can zip line on a cruise ship.
Yeah, you got
a lot of them. Yeah, I think so.
You could zip line, sing karaoke, and be on a cruise, Craig, and you could knock off every one of these, except for you got to get that Prince Albert that you've been waiting for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or we've been waiting.
It's time.
Or you could get just an ear. He's
projecting.
Okay, go with the ears. I was expecting something more fun.
I think the septum piercing would be a good one.
Oh, the bullhorn.
Yeah.
That looks like it just hurts.
Yep. Yep.
It does. You could get a bar spanning your ass cheeks.
There you go. Hang a sign off that. Exit only. That'd be your tattoo, actually. Sorry.
And it'd be a lie.
Yeah. That worked like a...
So you decided against the boner garage.
Would the ass spike work like a bone through your nose? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
That would hurt.
You've thought about this, Nick.
Right. Right. 21 has been with a guy. All right.
Buzz?
You got to do this when Mark's here.
Because if Mark was here, then we could all add it to our list.
Yep.
I want to watch Marilyn.
Well, not all of us. I'm guessing Nick might tap out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
BK, sex, and incest. Not okay.
Yeah, incest is not on the list here.
I forgot about
we can
you.
Add it, though. We can add it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dr. David Shettler, also known as the Bug Doc Dave, from Ohio State University.
You said bug, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Bug Doc Dave.
We have Butt Doc Mina going to probably check in later this week.
That's good.
I should be called Butt Doc.
Yes, this is not Butt Doc. This is Bug Doc. Thank you very much.
All right.
From Ohio State University, answered the age-old question about cicadas.
Entomologist?
Yeah, basically, that's they are, yeah.
The age-old question about cicadas. Will eating cicadas get me high?
Oh, that's an old...
That's what I've always wondered.
You guys think about everything you eat. Do they?
I'm certain we would have heard about it by now if that were the case.
Right.
Well, this is the thing. People have been talking about this because it's been making the rounds on the social media that the cicadas will get you high. The doctor says it's not likely. You'd have to eat about 100 of cicadas.
Well, gosh, I'll do that.
That are infected with this special chemical produced by a fungi.
So the answer is no.
You'd have to eat a lot, and they have to be, they have to have this special fungi in them.
Right, because if you could have gotten high off of eating a couple of cicadas, we would have heard about it 17 years ago.
Yes.
Right.
All the time.
Every 17
and
years.
And 34 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Keep going.
And 51 years ago.
Keep going.
And 68 years ago.
Make it harder. Keep going.
A little slower.
And 85 years ago.
Yeah, there's a niner in there somewhere.
No, I think I'm pretty well on.
All right.
102.
Yeah, 102 years ago. No, I think now we've outlived our lifespan. Okay. We can stop here.
You were almost the addition king.
Yeah, almost.
So apparently this is actually a mild stimulant that you can find inside the cicadas. A western cicada species, an annual species, is often infected by this stuff that produces psilocybin. So eating the periodical cicadas that are going now, the periodical cicadas or the 17-year cicadas, they're not going to help you out a whole lot. But maybe if you do the ones that are every year, you might be able to find something in them. But even then, probably not.
All right.
Be easier to find a toad.
Yeah. And then the other question is,
one of them licking toads.
Are cicadas locusts?
No, they're a different bug, actually.
Early colonists experienced cicadas. Christians thought they were experiencing a biblical locust swarm, so they called them locusts.
Suck it, Jesus.
French Canadians wrote that they thought the English were stupid because they didn't know the difference between a locust and a cicada. There's no cicadas in England, so the misidentification would have been an easy mistake to make. So, are we still making that mistake? Is that a cicada or a locust?
I guarantee you when I lived back east, I did, because locusts were there every year, and they were loud, and we used to see them crawl out of their shells and hang on the trees all the time.
But was that a cicada?
I don't know. I don't know, because the word cicada came, I started hearing that as I became an adult. As a kid, we called them locusts.
Yeah, I just don't know.
And I thought, they're the same family, aren't they, really, though?
No.
They're not even?
No, okay. Locusts are grasshoppers.
All right.
Can you eat 100 locusts and get high?
Yeah. I don't know.
What about 500?
That's so many bugs to eat.
I know.
Like, have you ever eaten so much sushi that you're full? Like, that's not a good full.
No, it's not a good full. How about just drink some alcohol and get a buzz that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little easier.
Or, there's any number of ways to get
I can't imagine, like, an insect full. That would be nauseating.
No.
Yeah, but everybody's looking for the new buzz.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, this would be exclusive, too, because you'd have to wait 17 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 34 years. 51 years.
You wrote the rest down. Now you're going to keep
it. I didn't. Okay. It's all from memory.
Actually, Nick, next year there will be a batch of cicadas that have been in the ground for 17 years that will surface. It's an annual.
Oh.
This brood is just particularly big.
I see.
That's why this year is a special year.
That makes a lot more sense, because I thought it was just like
No, you hear
somehow the species survived.
Yeah,
well, there every are 17 several years. Cicadas. Some of them are 5 years, some 17, some 2 years.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Add all those right. up, plus
the twos and the fives are way easier.
So they surface every year.
Okay,
of some form.
Right.